now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the adventures of Sergeant Ron and Private Pyle.
Okay, Private Pyle. There goes one right there. Ripe for the picking. Game face?
Game face on, I reckon.
Good to go. Excuse me, son. Let me and Private Pyle holler at you.
How was that, Private Pyle?
Yeah, sure, I guess.
You're going to be leaving high school soon. Have you considered your future?
Well,
there are options, you know.
Like what?
Like the military, for instance. Private Pyle and I are both in the service.
Yeah, well,
you want to go to college?
Military can help you, I reckon.
Want to travel?
Military will take you places.
Sports. Ever heard of retired all-star NBA center David Robinson, huh? Why do you think they called him the Admiral? Because he was in the Navy, baby. Want to get into music? Ever heard of Shaggy? How about a Marine? Hit it, Pyle.
Boom, psh, boom, psh, boom, psh,
a lot of mercy. Oh, Mr. Lover, Lover.
Psh, boom.
Oh, Mr. Lover, Lover.
Psh, boom.
They call me Mr. Boombastic. Really fantastic. Mr. Lover, this the one, this the...
Wait. Hold on. Was it Timothy McVeigh, too? And you mean to tell me that all I gotta do is kill or be killed by other struggling folks if I'm gonna earn the right to pay for school? That's all I gotta do? That's interesting, because I just read that we spent $161 billion on this war in Iraq. $161 billion.
Good load, that's a lot of money.
With that money, you could buy at least 23 million housing vouchers, and you could provide health care for at least 27 million Americans. 27 million? That's more than the population of LA and Chicago combined.
Good load, that's a lot of money.
On top of all that, why is it that you're always at my high school, and my cousin's school, not my landlord's kid's school? And isn't it ironic, whenever one of us gets into a fight, y'all encourage us to turn to the discipline of the service in order to prevent violence? Let me rephrase that. Stop violence by joining the military. What do you think about that, Private Pyle?
That ain't right.
I'm trying to get an education. At San Marino High School, that's where my landlord's son goes, 98% of their students attend college after graduation. And according to an article in the LA Times, military recruiters have been spotted there once in the last 6 months. You guys are here every day. School shootings are at epidemic proportions, and you teach students how to use guns? What do you think about that, Private Pyle?
That ain't right.
Stand down, Private Pyle. Listen, most of the kids at this high school are never gonna have the opportunity that the kids at San Marino High School have. Let's be real. So why not join the service? See things that you otherwise won't be able to see. Experience things that you otherwise would never be able to experience.
Like families driving at you in cars filled with explosives? Depleted uranium sickness for the rest of my life?
Okay, fine. But imagine, the doors that this will open for you.
My cousin just got back from Iraq, and the doors that have been opened for him are the ones to the hospital. I know that there's success stories, and that there's some that say the military's helped them out, but there's some that would say that being in gangs have helped them out.
We all need opportunity.
I need the military, or does the military need me?
This is hopeless. Boulderdash. Hogwash. Come on, Private Pyle. Let's go find someone else. And this time, keep your mouth shut. Hey, ladies. Go tell one of those guys over there that you think is cute to come talk to us.
That ain't right.
This has been the adventures of Sergeant Ron in Private Pyle. Merci beaucoup.